So in the gospel, as Peter tries to walk on water toward Jesus, what is it that causes him to sink? Doubt, lack of faith. Well, I could have told you right off the bat, why are you trying to walk on water? I mean, just stay in the boat, you know? Well, surely he's not a fish. And some say it is lack of faith. Some say it was because he doubted. Some say because he was distracted of the waves and the winds. I have a different idea, different reason. And I'm sure you've heard of this gospel many times. There's depictions. I've read this gospel many times. But what happens is this whole gospel, there's a theme of do not be afraid. And that do not be afraid kind of overpowers the whole gospel message here, which is a good message. But because we only think do not be afraid, there's actually something that happens before do not be afraid. Okay? Going back to the gospel here, the disciples, they're on the boat. They see someone walking on the sea. It is a ghost. But Jesus comes out and says, do not be afraid. But did you catch what he says before that? You see what I mean? The do not be afraid kind of overshadows the whole gospel. So there's actually something, I just read it to you like 2 minutes ago. There's something that Jesus says before saying, do not be afraid. He says what? Take something. Take courage, it is I. Take courage, it is I. Courage is necessary before we can be not afraid. So if you are afraid of drowning, how can you just go straight in without, you know, being afraid? First, it requires courage. Courage, which is the strength that's necessary to not be afraid. Courage is feeling fear, yet choosing to act. And Nelson Mandela, who faced a lot of adversity in his life, he says, I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. A brave person is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear through courage. So I can just see Peter trying to walk on water. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And he's afraid. And he's drowning. Then he says, Lord, save me. Right? Why? Because he forgot the step one, which is to take courage. Right? And I think many of us, we have endless potential, you know, to be happy, to be successful, to be spiritually in the right path. But I think what gets in the way is this lack of courage. And only if we had courage, or we asked for the gift of courage before, then we'll be able to conquer many of our fears. You know? Examples of courage, such as having the courage to be honest with somebody, having the courage to apologize, having the courage to really open up and be vulnerable, having the courage to let go of the past, having the courage to try something new, having the courage to be bold, having the courage to follow your dreams, having the courage to take responsibility for your actions, having the courage to love somebody or to love yourself. The list goes on and on and on. And I just want to give you some examples of what that looks like. I have a friend, you know, he's concerned about his health, and the doctor told him he has like, you know, what is it? Before you have diabetes, you're pre-diabetic, something like this, right? So he's like, oh, I got to watch my weight, da-da-da, trying to lose weight. Broken record 10 years in a row. Basically, you know, January, he says, oh, I'm going to exercise, da-da-da. And then after a month, forget it. And then summertime rolls, oh, I should do something, yeah. And then by August, September, forget it, right? And I said, well, it's not working for you. Right? Maybe you're afraid to exercise. I said, why don't you ask for the gift of courage? And as a motivator, what I did was I just signed him up for a half marathon. Right? Because if you just say, I'm going to exercise, I'm going to do this, do that, you're not going to get there. But if you have that goal and say, I have to train for the marathon, now you're motivated. Right? And I asked, you got to have the courage to do this, right? One of my students, she graduated, she just graduated high school. Difficulty trying to figure out her life, and of course, I mean, that's not a big issue. Everybody's got difficulty trying to figure out their lives, but she really wants to follow her dreams, and she wants to be a actress. You know, and what does her parents think? No. You think I want to pay your college education so you get a degree in acting? Are you kidding me? Right? And I said, well, why don't you ask for the gift of courage? And, you know, of course, it's one of the commandments to follow or to be obedient to your father and mother. Sometimes you got to do your own thing. Sometimes you got to follow your gut. Sometimes you got to do your own thing. And she asked for the gift of courage, and she decided to go to New York. NYU, right? And major in acting. But I also told her, maybe you should minor in business. you can minor, right? I know a couple that's been married for a while, I think about 20 years or so, trying so hard to have a baby. You know, they know other friends, other couple, they don't even want to have a baby, and they're like baby number three, baby number four. They try so hard to have a baby, nothing. And then they just kind of look at each other blaming, well, it's you. No, it's you, right? And then now it's become like a very touchy subject. And they just decided to just kind of put a wall and just not talk about it. Because every time they see a baby or they go to a party and touch a baby, they get all worked up, right? And then I told the husband, why don't you ask for the gift of courage? And he courageously kind of opened that conversation up again with his wife. And I think it's slowly bringing healing in that relationship, trying to understand what is truly God's plan for them as a family. And also talk about the possibility of perhaps being a foster parent or adoption, right? I'm sure everybody's got fears, you know. And just to share with you, you know what's my biggest fear? I'm so afraid of this. This is my biggest fear in life, is the fear of failure. You know, I just can't fail. You know, I'm so competitive. I can't lose. And I just can't stand the fact that I fail at something, whether it's school or whether it's being a priest or whatever. Right. But how do I overcome this fear? And how do I deal with it when I do fail as a failure, right? It's asking God for the gift of courage again, before. And I was giving a talk. They got me giving all kinds of little talks here and there. But I was giving this one talk, and it's a very general topic. It's just a talk on just all the hot button issues you can think of. Right, so they just bring all the questions, all kinds of hot button issues, whether it's, you know, abortion or gay marriage or receiving communion who are divorced, all kinds of things, right? And you know, I aim for customer satisfaction, okay, but I fail. In fact, I'm destined to fail because you can't please everybody, you know. And in fact, you know, you got the super conservative people, da 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 da, and you got the super liberal people going da 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 da. And what do? Just go down the middle and get yelled at both sides, right? So I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best to be pastorally sensitive, yet at the same time trying to stay true to the Catholic teaching, which is very hard, right? But I asked the Lord, you know, grant me the gift of courage, right? To be able to do those things and to accept failure. So for your homework today and this week, think about that gospel imagery. Peter is trying to walk on water. And why is he sinking? Because he lacks courage, right? And think about, what are some storms that's going on in my life? Right? Everybody's got some fears. And I'm not just talking about fear of spiders or fear of heights. I'm talking about deep internal fears that you have, right? Maybe it's, school's kind of back in session pretty soon. So maybe it's you going back to school. You're afraid of going back to school. You know, not because you're lazy, but because you know, there's something up. Or maybe you're transitioning to a different school. Right? Maybe it's work. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe it's the loss of a loved one. It's hard to transition. And you're fearful of how do I go on. So think about what is it that I'm truly fearful of, that I'm afraid of, right? And instead of just saying, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid, you're going to sink. Instead of saying that, step one this week, as Jesus tells us, ask first for the gift of courage. And with courage, you'll be able to face your fears.